The default student loan plan now earns 0 credit toward forgiveness. New federal student loan rules took effect July 1, 2026. For anyone who borrows on or after that date, the plan you are placed in by default does not count toward public service loan forgiveness. Here is the mechanism. The simple version. On July 1, 2026, the federal student loan system split into 2 tracks. If every loan you have was taken out before that date, most of your existing repayment options survive, and a new one called the Repayment Assistance Plan RAP gets added. If you take out any new federal loan on or after July 1, including a consolidation loan, you move to the new track and you have exactly 2 plans, the tiered standard plan and RAP. Here is what matters for your money. On the new track, if you do not actively choose, you are placed in the tiered standard plan, and time spent in that plan does not count toward the 120 payments required for Public Service Loan Forgiveness, PSLF. Not choosing is itself a choice, and for public sector or nonprofit worker, it is a choice that quietly holds the count at 0. The numbers. PSLF still requires 120 qualifying payments, roughly 10 years. The core structure did not change. U.S. Department of Education, Student Aid Gov. The changes apply to loans disbursed on or after July 1, 2026 under PUB. L. No. 119 to 21 U.S. Department of Education, Final Regulations, 91 FR 23768, May 1, 2026. RAP sets monthly payments at 1% to 10% of adjusted gross income, less $50 per month per dependent, with a $10 minimum payment that the department describes as statutory 34 CFR 685.209, as amended. RAP cancels any remaining balance after 360 on-time payments, or 30 years 34 CFR 685.209. The tiered standard plan sets a fixed term by balance at entry into repayment. Under $25,000 is 10 years. $25,000 to under $50,000 is 15 years. $50,000 to under $100,000 is 20 years. And $100,000 or more is 25 years 34 CFR 685.208 C1 Roman 3. Borrowers enrolled in AutoPay are eligible for a 1 percentage point interest rate reduction through June 30, 2028, for direct loans originated after July 1, 2012, with an enrollment deadline of September 30, 2026 U.S. Department of Education press release, June 18, 2026. 8 million borrowers had enrolled in SAVE, and more than half of them, 4.5 million, qualified for a $0 monthly payment. All of them must now enroll in a different plan. U.S. Department of Education, 91 FR 23860. Only direct loans made before July 1, 2026 may be repaid under the Pay, IBER, and ICR plans. Taking any new loan, including a new consolidation loan, on or after that date ends eligibility for all 3. ICR and Pay are unavailable after June 30, 2028-34, CFR 685.209C and D5. Why the default plan is the trap. A repayment plan does 2 jobs at once. It sets your monthly bill, and it determines whether that bill counts toward forgiveness. Most coverage focuses on the first job, and the second one is where the money is. PSLF counts payments made under qualifying plans while you work for a qualifying employer. Income-driven plans qualify, and RAP qualifies. The tiered standard plan does not, unless the monthly payment is at least what the 10-year standard plan would have charged, which for most balances it will not be. So a borrower can pay on time every month for 4 years, working at a public hospital, and reach payment 48 with a PSLF count of 0. The reason this is a live risk rather than a theoretical one is that tiered standard is the default. The department heard this objection directly during rulemaking, from commenters who said the plan creates an administrative trap for PSLF precisely because it is the default and is not a qualifying plan. The real cost lends on a $30,000 balance in the auto pay window. The one piece of this that is straightforward arithmetic is the auto pay reduction. Assume a $30,000 direct loan balance on the 15-year tiered standard term that a balance this size receives, and a 1 percentage point interest rate reduction for enrolling in auto pay. 1% of a $30,000 balance is $300 in the first year. The reduction runs through June 30, 2028, a 24-month window. Principal declines as you pay, so the average balance across the window is roughly $28,800 rather than the full $30,000. 1% of that average balance across 2 years is roughly $580 assumption. 15-year amortization reduction applied across the full window. The enrollment step takes a few minutes on a servicer's website, and the deadline for the reduction is September 30, 2026. Roughly $580 is not life-changing. It is also the clearest example on this page of what the new system rewards, the borrower who reads the notice. Every other number here depends on which of two tracks you are on and which plan you selected, and the answers are not the same for two people carrying identical balances. Under the new rules, not choosing a repayment plan is a choice, and for anyone chasing forgiveness, it is the most expensive one available. What this means? The plan you are on is now a bigger variable in your total cost than your interest rate. That has not been true of federal student loans before. It means the most useful thing any borrower can do is not a strategy. It is a login. Check studentaid.gov, confirm which loans you hold, confirm the disbursement dates, and confirm which plan you are actually enrolled in right now. For first-generation borrowers in particular, the failure mode here is not bad decisions. It is a servicer notice that arrives looking like junk mail and gets thrown away. What this is not? This is not advice about which repayment plan to select, whether to consolidate, or whether to pursue PSLF. This is not a recommendation of any servicer, refinancing company, or student loan advisor. This is not tax guidance on the treatment of any forgiven balance, which is a separate question with a different answer depending on the plan and the year. This is not legal advice about any pending or decided litigation, and litigation outcomes change. This is a description. Sources: U.S. Department of Education, Student Loan Interest Rate Reduction Announcement, June 18, 2026. https://www.edgov/about/news/press-release/US Department of Education announces student loan interest rate reduction. Studentaid.gov Public Service Loan Forgiveness. https://studentaid.gov/manage-loans/forgiveness-cancellation/public-service. Studentaid.gov Federal Student Loan Repayment Plans, including the Repayment Assistance Plan. https://studentaid.gov/manage-loans/repayment/plans. U.S. Department of Education, Reimagining and Improving Student Education Final Regulations Implementing Pub. L. No. 119-21-91-FR-23768-May-1-2026. https://www.federalregister.gov/documents/2026/05/01/2026-0.